Hallelujah, 各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace to you, all brothers and sisters.
今天晚上我们一起来学习的题目是主耶稣所讲的一句话。
Tonight for a topic is going to be a phrase that Lord Jesus has said.
除非你改变。
Unless you change.
我们人从出生开始，每一天都在变化。
From the time that we were born, we change every day.
为什么带小孩子会有喜乐呢？
Why is it that childbearing brings joy?
虽然很辛苦。
Even though it goes through much hardship.
但是你每天、每个礼拜、每个月看你的小 baby、小孩子都看到成长的过程。
But every day, every week, and every month goes by, and you will see your child grow.
像我每一次出差回来家里，最快乐的就是看到三个孩子都长得不一样。
For example, every time I go away, I return home to see my three children growing.
最快乐。
And that makes me the most happy.
但是我们再问一个问题。
But let us ask another question.
我们肉体可能在不断的长大。
Maybe our physical body is growing continuously.
但是我们的心灵、我们的灵命有没有在增长？
But is our spirituality growing along?
我们常常说 baby 会很可爱。
We often say that little babies are very cute.
很小的孩子会很可爱。
And that little children are adorable.
但是很小听到有一个妈妈，她有十一二岁的暴风时期的小孩子就说：“哎，我的那个 teenager 很可爱。”
But very rarely do you hear a mother say that my teenager is very cute.
只会听到说我的 teenager 很头痛。
You only say that my teenager caused a lot of trouble.
好像人长大了就变不可爱了。
And it seems like a person grows up and they lose that cuteness.
因为越长大越有自己的意见。
Because the bigger we grow up, we have our own opinions.
可爱程度就减少了。
And we're no longer so adorable.
但主耶稣告诉门徒一件事情。
But Jesus told his disciples one thing.
我们请看马太福音第十八章。
Let us turn to Gospel of Matthew, chapter 18.
马太福音第十八章。
Gospel of Matthew, chapter 18.
我们请看第一节到第十节。
Let us look at verse 1 to verse 10.
马太福音第十八章第一到第四节。1 to 4.
Gospel of Matthew, chapter 18, verse 1 to 4.
当时门徒近前来问耶稣说，天国里是谁最大呢？第二节
Verse 2.
耶稣便叫一个小孩子来，使他站在他们当中。第三节
Verse 3.
说，我实在告诉你们，你们若不回转变成小孩子的样式，断不得进天国。第四节
Verse 4.
所以凡自己谦卑像这小孩子的，他在天国里就是最大的。主耶稣在这里跟谁讲话呢？
Who are Jesus talking to at this time?
是跟他的十个门徒来讲话。
He was talking to his 12 disciples.
因为门徒在路中在争论说谁可以当最大。
Because along the way, the disciples were arguing over who would be the greatest.
所以主耶稣就用这个机会。
So Jesus took this opportunity.
叫一个小孩子来。
And he took a child.
跟门徒说。
And he said to his disciples.
你们若不回转，英文是更清楚 ，unless you change， 除非你改变，不然的话不可以进天国。
And he told them that unless they change, they will not enter the kingdom of heaven.
我觉得主耶稣讲话很有意思。
And I feel that this is very meaningful.
主耶稣讲话常都是直接 challenge， 直接挑战听众的。
Oftentimes, Jesus often challenged through his speech.
这里主耶稣说，并不是那些还没有信的人要来改变来信耶稣啊。
And here, he doesn't refer to the unbelievers that they must believe.
这里主耶稣讲的是十二个门徒。
Here, Jesus talks about his 12 disciples.
已经牺牲一切跟随主了。
They have given up everything to follow Jesus.
道理听很多了。
And they have known much truth.
圣工也做不少了。
And they have done a lot of holy work.
但是主耶稣 challenge 他，
but,
挑战他们。
But Lord Jesus challenged them.
除非你改变。
That unless you change.
不然的话，不能进神的国。
Or else you will not be able to enter the kingdom of heaven.
我们来思考这个问题啊。
Let us ponder about this question.
要改变是一件不容易的事情。
Changing is not an easy task.
小孩子的时候，你要他改变来叫他很容易。
When we're young, we can change easily.
年纪越大，才要改变一个思想、一个观念、一个习惯，这更困难。
But to change a concept or a value when you're growing up, it is very difficult.
好像一棵树。
Just like a tree.
很幼嫩的时候，你要它怎么长来，直的、弯的都可以。
When it's just a sprout, it is very easy to change its direction.
树变成树干了，你就没有办法去 shape 它了，再扭转它了。
But when this tree grows into a thick trunk, you cannot change its growing direction.
门徒信的主很久了。
The disciples have believed in Jesus for a really long time.
很多东西已经改变了。
And many things have changed already.
但是有一点点还没有改变。
But there's one little bit that have not changed.
主耶稣说，如果你不改变的话，就不能进神的国。
And Lord Jesus said, if you do not change this, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven.
通常啊，剩下那一点点就是最难改变的。
oftentimes the smallest bit that's left is most difficult to change.
这是我们的老我，我们的个性，我们就隐藏的部分。
It is our old self, our old attitude.
所以主耶稣要门徒改变什么呢？
So what does Lord Jesus want the disciples to change?
我们来看第一点哦。
Let us look at the first point.
第四节啊，这里主耶稣讲很清楚的，所以凡自己谦卑，像这小孩子的，他在天国里就是最大的。
It says in verse 4, therefore whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
所以主耶稣要门徒改变的是什么？
So what does Lord Jesus want the disciples to change?
就是变得更谦卑。
Is to become more humble.
不是不谦卑。
It's not they're not already humble.
他们谦卑了。
They're already humble.
而是不够谦卑。
But they're not humble enough.
什么叫做不够谦卑呢？
What does that mean?
不像小孩子那种谦卑就是不够谦卑了。
That they're not humble like a young child, that means they're not humble enough.
谦卑有两种。
There are two different kinds of humbleness.
一种是表面的谦卑。
One is superficial.
表面的客气。
Superficial kindness.
很 humility 啊。
Superficial humility.
这不是主耶稣所要的。
This is not the kind that Lord Jesus wants.
主耶稣要像小孩子般的天真无邪的真正的谦卑。
Lord Jesus wants the kind of innocence and humility of a little child.
什么叫谦卑？
What does that mean?
我们看回来马太福音第五章。
Let us turn back to Gospel of Matthew chapter 5.
主耶稣讲话都是前赴后应的。
Lord Jesus, in his speech, he matches and does not conflict.
五章第三节。
Chapter 5, verse 3.
山上宝训第一句话，主耶稣讲什么呢？
What does Lord Jesus say?
第五章第三节。
Chapter 5, verse 3.
虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
谦卑是什么呢？
What does it mean to be humble?
谦卑并不是啊，客气啊，推来推去就是谦卑啊。
It doesn't mean to be generous.
这里说谦卑就是 poor in spirit， 就是说我心中我觉得很穷，我的心灵很穷，这是谦卑的。
Here in the English version it says poor in spirit.
我什么都没有。
That you feel that you have nothing in spirit.
我什么都不懂。
That you know nothing.
这是小孩子啊。
And that is like a young child.
为什么小孩子会谦卑？
Why is it a young child can be humble?
因为他什么都不懂啊。
Because they don't know anything.
没有智慧。
They don't have knowledge.
没有经验。
They don't have experience.
所以他，你跟他讲什么，他说哦，他听。你骂他，他也听。
So whatever you tell them, they will listen. If you scold them, they will listen.
最难搞是谁呢？
Who are the hardest people to change?
最难搞是 teenager.
And these people are the teenagers.
为什么？
Why is that?
不好意思啊，在座可能有 teenager， 不是说你啊，我是说一般的情况。
And if there are teenagers here, I don't mean you, I mean general.
因为 teenager 可能想说我自己懂，但其实也没有完全懂。
A teenager might think that they understand something, but they may not understand it fully.
啊，像门徒自己好像很懂，其实也不是完全懂。
Like the disciples, they know something, but not fully.
所以主耶稣说的第一个部分，今天果就是 poor in spirit. 哇，我觉得怎么都不是。
So the first point, the Lord Jesus said that they must be poor in spirit.
我需要神。
That they will need God.
主你要帮助我。
And ask God to help them.
我很渴慕道理。
And they will yearn for the truth.
我想学多一点。
That they want to learn more.
就好像中国人有句话。
Just like there's a Chinese saying.
虚怀若谷啊，就是一根心胸很谦卑的时候，这个心好像一个大山谷一样。
When a person.
那里哦。
There's a Chinese saying when this person is very humble, his heart is like a great valley.
啊，可以装很多东西的。
It can contain many things.
我们来看一节真节，我们来看诗篇八十四篇。
Let us turn to Psalms 84.
诗篇八十四篇。
Psalms 84.
第五节。
Verse 5.
哦，第五、第六节。
Verse 5 and 6.
啊，诗篇八十四篇第五节。
Psalms 84, verse 5 and 6.
这里是告诉我们，当我们经历过低潮的时候、困难的时候，会经过什么事情。
Here it tells us what we'll go through when we have meet trouble.
第五节。
Verse 5.
靠你有力量，心中向往锡安大道的，竟然变为有福。第六节。
Verse 6.
他们经过流泪谷，叫这谷变为泉源之地，并有秋雨之福，盖满了全谷。第七节。
Verse 7.
他们行走力上加力，个人到死岸朝前时，这里告诉我们一点。
Here it gives us a point.
他们要走天国道路啊。
That they must tread the path to heaven.
锡安就代表天家、天国。
Zion means heaven.
他们会经过低潮啊。
That they will go through a valley.
流泪谷。
A valley of Baca.
每一个人都有自己的流泪谷。
Everyone has his valley of tears.
我们担心的事情。
The things we worry about.
软弱的事情。
Things we're weak.
会自己偷偷哭的事情。
And things that will make us cry.
这个谷啊，到了最底了。
And when this valley is at its deepest.
在神面前完全谦卑了。
that we're humbled in front of God.
主啊，你要帮我啊，我在你面前哭啊。
And we will ask God to help us.
结果呢，这个谷呢，就变为泉源之地，满了泉谷啊。
And then this place will become a place of springs to fill the valley.
你看，这个谷很多空间，主是恩典反而给它填满了。
This valley will have a lot of space for the blessing that God will give us.
我们有时候会不顺利。
Many times we will not run into smooth things.
有些人选择向人哭。
And some will cry to a friend.
向人哭也没什么用。
But there is no purpose of that.
有些人偷偷自己哭。
Some people cry themselves.
偷偷自己哭也帮不了多少。
But that will not help yourself.
向神哭。
You should cry to God.
有没有试过呢？我们把所有的担心、忧虑、重担怪在神面前，流泪谷，求神帮助我。
That we should try this and take all our burdens and cry in front of the Lord.
主耶稣就会给我们泉源之地了。
Then Lord Jesus will give us this place of springs.
有人说啊，如果一个基督徒啊，祷告里面没有哭过、没有感动过、没有流泪过的话，他还没有体会过祷告的甜美，还没有真正的亲近过神。
Some people say that if a Christian have not experienced weeping in their prayer, then they have not experienced prayer.
主耶稣就像一个山谷一样，非常的谦卑，非常的虚空自己来交托给神。
Lord Jesus is like a valley; he humbled himself in front of God.
再来举个例子。
Let's give another example.
我们来看摩西。
Let us look at Moses.
他怎么样来虚空自己、虚心呢
？How does he empty himself out?
我们看《使徒行传》第十啊，我们看《民数记》第十二章。
Let us look at Numbers chapter 12.
民数记第十二章。
Numbers chapter 12.
一到三节。
Verse 1 to 3.
十二章一到三节。
Chapter 12, verse 1 to 3.
这里说摩西娶了古实女子为妻，米利暗和亚伦因他所娶的古实女子就毁谤他。第二节。
Verse 2.
说难道耶和华单与摩西说话，不也与我们说话吗？这话耶和华听见了。第三节。
Verse 3.
摩西为人极其谦和，胜过世上众人。这里告诉我们，摩西的心怀好像一个山谷一样，非常非常的平静。
Here it tells us that Moses, in his heart, he's very peaceful, like a valley.
这里摩西遇到最严重的攻击。
Here he experienced severe attacks.
最严重的攻击是什么呢
？And what is this kind of attack?
不是200万百姓在喊说没水喝。
It is not two million people asking for water.
也不是可拉党来夺权，不是一个可拉 Korah 他们要夺权啊，要争权。
Or is not a group organization that want an authority.
而是最严重的考验是你最亲爱的人来反叛你，来攻击你。
But it's the most severe trial when the person most closest to you is attacking you.
他的亲姐姐、亲弟、亲哥哥亚伦、米利暗来攻击他，来嫉妒他。
His brother and sister Aaron and Miriam were jealous of him and attacking him.
这个我想他们讲这句话，摩西很伤心。
I think that whatever they say must have hurt Moses a lot.
摩西一定会很伤心。
And Moses must be very upset and very sorrowful.
摩西怎么样来处理这个事情呢
？But how did Moses deal with these things?
摩西吞下他们的话。
He swallowed their words.
摩西没有情绪马上跑起来。
And he did not act emotionally.
马上为自己争辩。
He did not defend himself.
摩西没有讲话。
He kept silent.
他在神面前完全的虚空自己。
And in front of God, he humbled himself.
所以呢，这里说他极其谦和，胜过世上众人。
He says he was very humble, more humble than anyone on the face of the earth.
这个就是摩西在旷野40年的熬炼练出来的。
And this was what came out of 40 years in the desert.
人的脾气会怎么变好呢
？How can a person's temper be calm?
人的修养怎么会变好呢
？How can a person be more disciplined?
不是皇宫里面练出来的。
It is not from training in the palace.
不是看书看出来的。
It is not from reading a book.
是遇到不顺利的时候。
It is from a meeting trials.
神给我们考验再考验。
That God give us trials after trials.
磨练再磨练。
And more hardship.
这个时候就变谦卑了。
And then we'll become humble.
所以摩西好像一个山谷一样，把所有的这个怨言、叹气、攻击吞下去。
So Moses was like a valley. He swallowed all the complaints and all the attacks.
他不会反弹，不会不高兴。
He will not retaliate or become upset.
结果呢，神就替他讲话了。
But then the Lord spoke for him.
就刑罚米利暗。
And he said to Aaron Miriam.
He punished Miriam.
He punished Miriam.
那么我们来看第十二节。
Let us look at verse 12.
那么我们看第十一节啊。 第十二章第十一节，就对摩西说：“我主啊，求你不因我们愚昧犯罪，便将这罪加在我们身上。”十二节。
Verse 12.
求你不要使他像那出母腹肉已半烂的死胎。于是摩西哀求耶和华说：“神啊，求你医治他。”米利安呢，因为诽谤摩西啊，神就给他长大麻风。
Because Miriam talked against Moses, she had leprosy.
亚伦就给摩西来请求了，说：“请你帮姐姐祷告了，她这很惨，你帮她祷告，哀求神。”
And Aaron came to Moses and asked him to pray to God to heal her.
如果我们今天是摩西，会怎么样
？If we were Moses today, what would we do?
但我想考虑一个礼拜了。
You will think, let me consider it for a week.
让我生气一个礼拜再说，再帮你祷告。不是不帮你祷告，让我先生气一个礼拜。
And give me a week to be upset at you, and then I'll pray for you.
好像你这个大麻风也不会死。
And you will, leprosy is not a fatal disease.
记得这个教训。
So you remember what you have done.
以后大概就不会嫉妒我了。
And then you will not be jealous of me later on.
摩西没有啊。
But Moses did not say this.
这也说摩西哀求，是很伤心的求神啊，他这个肉已经烂到这样了，怜悯他吧。
But here it says Moses cried out to the Lord for her to be healed.
他不是说很高兴的求神，那感谢你，我给我报仇。
He was not joyfully thanking God for his retaliation.
主啊，怜悯他。
He said, "Have mercy on her."
他很可怜。
That she is very pitiful.
所以真的是摩西的心呢，完全的平静。
And this is because Moses was very calm in his heart.
所以他真的是做到谦卑这个程度了。
And he has achieved humbleness.
在圣经里面哦，我们看摩西这个人真的是越老越谦卑啊。
Throughout the Bible, we can see that Moses, as he aged, he became more and more humble.
越老灵性越高。
And the more he aged, the more spirituality he had.
我们再来看另外一个例子。
There's another example.
什么叫谦卑像小孩子呢？
What does it mean to be humble like a child?
就是神给你什么工作，你就接受了。
It means that whatever God gives you to do, you will do it.
这个就是谦卑。
This is humbleness.
我们先来看路加福音第二章，第一章啊。
Let us turn to Gospel of Luke chapter 1.
路加福音第一章。
Gospel of Luke chapter 1.
这里是记载啊，天使向玛利亚显现，说你要怀孕生救主，主耶稣基督啊。
Here he records how an angel appeared to Mary, saying that she will be pregnant with Lord Jesus.
第一章第三十节。
Chapter 1 verse 30.
路加福音一章三十节。
Gospel of Luke chapter 1 verse 30.
天使对他说：“玛利亚，不要怕，你在神面前已经蒙恩了。”三十一节。
31.
你要怀孕生子，可以给他起名叫耶稣。三十二节。
32.
他伟大，称为至高者的儿子，主神要把他主大卫的位给他，他要做雅各家的王，直到永远，他的国也没有穷尽。34节。
34.
玛利亚对天使说：“我还没有出嫁，怎么有这事呢？”天使回答说：“圣灵要降临在你们身上，至高者的能力要应庇你，因此所要生的圣者必称为神的儿子。”读这一段的时候是很简单。
When you read through this, it is very simple.
但是如果我们把自己放在玛利亚的角色来看看，就不容易了。
But if we put ourselves in Mary's position.
后天是母亲节啊。
The day after is Mother's Day.
天下母亲最高兴的一天了。
And it's a day most mothers are happy.
平常不会打电话回来的，那一天都会打电话。
And for the children that will never call back, they will call back on that day.
平常不会买花的，那天都会买点花了。
And for those who won't buy flowers every day, they will buy flowers on that day.
一个妈妈的辛苦啊，在她怀孕的时候就开始辛苦了。
A mother will go through her troubles the moment she is pregnant.
但是如果是正常的怀孕的话，还比较好。
But if everything is natural, then it is better.
像玛利亚这个怀孕就很头痛了。
But this pregnancy of Mary's is very different.
没有错，是很大的福气。
Indeed, it's a very great blessing.
但是也是很大的负担。
But it's also a great burden.
试试想想看。
Let us try to think about this.
你是玛利亚。
If you are Mary.
天使告诉你。
And an angel has told you.
你从圣灵怀了孕，你是蒙大福气的女子啊。
That you will be a child through the Holy Spirit.
哦，我是蒙福气的女子。
And you'll think I am very blessed.
明天开始肚子越来越大。
And from tomorrow on, I will be with a child.
还没有嫁出去。
But she has not yet married.
约瑟知道了。
And Joseph found out.
怎么看她？
How would he view her?
可能下次约会就没有话讲了。
And the next time they will have nothing to say.
为什么是越来胖吗？为什么肚子越来大？
Why is it that she has a child?
如果是正常的怀孕，亲戚会发觉。
If it's a normal pregnancy, the relatives will find out.
妈妈会很高兴，告诉她说：“哎，我这个已经问她说你几个月了？哦，三个月了，四个月了。”
And the mother may be very happy and be answering questions.
健不健康？
And they will ask if the baby is healthy.
感谢神，非常健康。
They'll thank God that the baby is very healthy.
如果是玛利亚呢？
But as for Mary,
肚子越来越大,
that she has a child,
出去打水,
And when she fetches water.
总抱不住嘛。三个月开始就抱不住了，四个月开始就抱不住了。
From 3 or 4 months, she won't be able to fetch water.
别人会怎么看她？
What would the other people say about her?
再把眼睛看她肚子。
And they will look at her stomach.
不晓得讲什么。
They wouldn't know what to say.
玛利亚总不能说这个是从圣灵来的怀孕了。
She cannot say this is from the Holy Spirit.
我要生救主啊。
And I'm giving birth to the Savior.
她自己心里面承担这些东西。
Within her heart, she has to carry these burdens.
啊，这个是很大的社会压力啊。
And this is a very strong social pressure.
怎么办？
What would she do?
玛利亚怎么讲？
What did Mary say?
37节。
Verse 37.
38节。
Verse 38.
玛利亚说：“我是主的使女，情愿照你的话成就在我身上。”天使就离开她去了。玛利亚说：“我是神的侍女。”
She said, "I am the Lord's servant."
虽然我不明白怎么有这个事情。
Even though she doesn't understand how this can happen.
但是主耶稣你要我做，神要我做。
But as long as Lord Jesus wants us to do this.
神你要拣选我。
That God wants to choose me.
再辛苦我也要做。
No matter how difficult, I will do it.
我是主的使女。
That I am the Lord's servant.
情愿照主的话行，就在我身上。
May it be to me as you have said.
我很喜欢这几个字，我是主的使女。
I like these words that I am the Lord's servant.
再来呢，第四十六节这句也很好。
And verse 46.
玛利亚说：“我心尊主为大。”
And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord."
我们每一个神的工人记着这十二个字就够了。
And for every servant of God, let us remember these words.
我们所有信徒都是神的工人了，不单只是传道而已。
Every believer is a servant of God.
我是主的使女。
That I am the Lord's servant.
我们的身份不是主人，是我们是仆人。
We're not master in status; we're servants.
主啊，你要我做什么，我就去做。
Whatever you do want me to do, Lord, I will do it.
我心尊主为大。
And my soul glorifies the Lord.
我不是勉强地做，我是心甘情愿地去做。
I'm not doing because I'm forced to, because I'm willing.
所以啊，因为这样，她则表达了自己的完全谦卑顺服神了。
And so through this, she expressed her true humbleness.
所以主耶稣来跟门徒讲，我们要第一个改变呢，就是变得像小孩子的谦卑顺服。
The Lord Jesus told his disciples that the first thing they need to change is to become humble like the child.
我们看回来马太福音第十八章。
Let us turn back to Gospel of Matthew chapter 18.
还要改变什么呢？
What else do we need to change?
我们看马太福音第十八章第五节。
Let us look at Gospel of Matthew chapter 18 verse 5.
十八章第五节。
Chapter 18 verse 5.
凡为我的名接待一个像这小孩子的，就是接待我。第六节啊。我们看第五节就够了。这里告诉我们要变得更有爱心。
Here it tells us that we must be more loving.
不是没有爱心。
It's not that we're not already loving.
我们都有爱心。
We all have love within us.
但是我们的爱心都有固定的目标、目的，某一群人。
But our love has its restriction and its target.
跟我比较好、比较熟了，当然我们就会比较多实行爱心的机会了。
And if we're more familiar with a group of people, we'll be more loving to these people.
跟我比较亲的人，当然我都比较爱一点呢。
If we're more familiar with them, we'll be more loving to them.
但这里主要是说，不是没有爱心的，而是说我们的爱心要像小孩子、小子里面的一个。
And here it says that our love must be like a little child.
什么是小子呢？
What is a little child?
我觉得主耶稣这里给我们两方面的思考。
Here, Lord Jesus gave us two aspects to think about.
主耶稣强调小孩子，第一就是强调教会以后的发展呢，神国的发展就是看今天的小孩子。
And he says that the future of the church will be depending on these children.
今天在教会里面忙的干部都是已经中年了。
The administrators in the church today will be in the middle age.
我们要想一个问题。
Let us think about a point.
二十年后、三十年后，是谁会在教会里面忙来帮助这种圣工呢？
20 years later or 30 years later, who will be doing these holy work?
不可能是今天的干部中年们啊。
It won't be the board members today.
就是今天的小孩子。
It will be the children today.
所以主耶稣很有眼光。
So Lord Jesus had very good eyesight.
讲什么都想到说要训练培养将来的工人小孩子。
And whatever he said, he knew that we must bring up future workers.
这另外一个层面来说，小孩子是谁呢？
And another aspect, who are these little children?
我们来看路加福音。
Let us turn to Gospel of Luke.
十四章。
Chapter 14.
十二节。
Verse 12.
马太福音，路加福音第十四章第十二节。
Gospel of Luke chapter 14 verse 12.
路加十四章第十二节。
Gospel of Luke chapter 14 verse 12。
耶稣又对请他的人说：“你摆设午饭或晚饭，不要请你的朋友、弟兄、 亲属和富足的邻舍，恐怕他们也请你，你就得了报答。第十三节
13.
你摆设筵席，倒要请那些贫穷的、残子的、瘸腿的、瞎眼的，你就有福了，因为他们没有什么可以报答你。到一人复活的时候，你要得着报答。所以说这里告诉我们请吃饭的道理哦，跟我们常理不太一样。
Here Lord Jesus tells about the concept of inviting person to dinner.
平常我们开饭局请吃饭，或者是朋友之间的交流啊，会有什么的想法呢？
When we have a social dinner, what would we think?
有两个方面。
There are two aspects.
第一就是有目的的啊，比如说我想巴特里做件事情，但是先吃顿饭比较好讲话。
Oftentimes, maybe we have a purpose behind this meal that I will need to do a favor.
饭是没有白吃的。
That they have this meal.
啊，除了家里妈妈煮的饭。
And no meal is for free except for the meal you have.
No free lunch 嘛，外国人话对不对？啊。
There's a saying of no free lunch.
但是如果没有目的呢，也有一种概念，就是说我经常请那里，但是下一次大概应该你要请客了吧。
But if there's no purpose, it's also another thinking that.Today I've invited you for dinner, and next time you have to invite me.
如果饭局里面每一次都是那一个人请，到最后第三次当然说我不来了。
If whenever they have a dinner, it's always this person who pays for it, then they will not come again.
这是我，下次是你，然后是你了。
And they must take turns.
那主耶稣说，你们请吃饭要想另外一个问题。
But Lord Jesus said, when you invite people for dinner, you must think of something else.
当然这是个比喻上的说法了，并不是说我们不要请朋友吃饭的意思。
But of course, this is only a parable. It doesn't mean that we must not invite our friends for dinner.
谁是那个小子呢？
Who are these little children?
小子就是说不能报答你的人就是小子。
These people are the people that who cannot repay you.
你对他很好，但是他完全没有机会可以报答你的。
That you're very kind to this person, but he has no chance to repay you.
瘸腿的、贫穷的、瞎眼的。
The crippled, the poor, and the blind.
这个就是小子啊。
And these are the little children.
所以我们主耶稣说我们要改变。
Lord Jesus said that we must change.
不是我们本身没有爱心。
It does not mean that we do not have love.
我们的爱心要更进一步。
That we must have more love.
关心那些没人关心的人。
And to care for those that nobody else would care for.
主耶稣说一个比喻。
There's a parable that Lord Jesus told.
审判最后一个标准之一是什么呢？
What is one of the last judgment standards?
我们看马太福音二十五章。
Let us look at Gospel of Matthew chapter 25.
马太福音二十五章。
Gospel of Matthew chapter 25.
啊，三十一节。
Verse 31.
三十一节哦，我们读到三十七节哦，三十九节哦。
Let us read until 39.
啊，这里主耶稣说一个比喻。
Here, Lord Jesus told a parable.
当人子在他荣耀里同众天使降临的时候，要坐在他荣耀的宝座上。三十二节。
32.
万民都要聚集在他面前，他要把他们分别出来，好像。牧羊的分别绵羊和山羊一般。三十三节。
33.
把绵羊安置在右边，山羊在左边。这里说分羊啊。
Here it tells about they separate the sheep and the goat.
这里主耶稣很特别，用的比喻是分羊，并不是分豺狼跟羊啊，是羊当中有两种。
Here it said the parable it is not separating the sheep from the hyenas, but separating the sheep.
都是羊，都可能是信徒啊。
They're all of the same species, so they could all be believers.
但是在信徒里面还要再分呢。
But within the believers, there is separation.
分山羊跟绵羊。
There are sheep and goats.
右边的是好的，是绵羊，讲什么呢？
On the right, there are the sheep, the good ones.
第三十四节。
34.
说你这蒙我父赐福的，可以来承受那创世以来为你们所预备的果。三十五节。
35.
因为我饿了，你们给我吃；渴了，给我喝。我做客旅，你们留我住。三十六节。
36.
我赤身露体，你们给我穿；我病了，你们来看顾我；我在监里，你们来看我。三十七节。
37.
人就回答说：“我主啊，什么时候来见你？饿了给你吃，渴了给你喝；什么时候见你做客旅，留你住，或是赤身露体给你穿呢？又什么时候看到你病呢？或是在监里来看你呢？”四十节。
40.
王要回答说：“我在实实在在的告诉你们，你这些人。”这些事你们既坐在我弟兄中一个最小的身上，就是坐在我身上。所以主耶稣这里讲什么？
So what did Lord Jesus say here?
做那么多的事情。
That you have did so many things.
坐在谁身上呢？
But who did you do these things to?
主耶稣不会亲自的下来让我们请一顿饭吃啊。
Lord Jesus will not come himself in person and allow us to treat him this way.
主耶稣也不会亲自下来装病了让我们来看他啊。
And Lord Jesus will not come personally and pretend to be sick so we can visit him.
是一个小子身上。
That we do this on the youngest brother.
没有人理的人身上。
That nobody, the person that nobody would care for.
这里讲了几个方面哦。
Here it told us a few aspects.
第一就是饿了更渴了。
The first is being hungry and thirsty.
这也可以说是肉体上的缺乏。
And this is a need in the spirit.
但是可以说是心灵上的更加缺乏。
And it's also a need in the spirit.
啊，还有呢？
And another thing.
是客旅啊。
Is a visitor, a traveler.
什么客旅呢？
What is a traveler?
客旅很累。
That they must be very tired.
需要人家安慰。
And they need a person's comfort.
家里。
They need a home.
或者他客旅迷失了。
Or maybe a traveler has gotten lost.
这里还说什么？赤身露体啊，没有衣服穿了。
Or a person without clothes.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
可能是软弱了，没有好行为了，赤身露体了。
Maybe because they're weak and they don't have any good deeds.
这也说病呢。
Or maybe they're sick.
可能是心灵的病，或者是肉体的病。
It could be a physical illness or could be a spiritual illness.
这里强调一点呢，圣经强调一点，我病了，你们没有来，你们有来看我。
Here in the Bible it says, when I was sick, you came to see me.
为什么山羊没有办法得救呢？
Why is it the goats could not be saved?
因为小子病了，你没有去看他。
Because when the least of the brothers were sick, they did not go visit him.
这里并不是说我病了，你要来帮我祷告。
It is not say that when I'm sick, you must come and pray for me.
我们教会有一位作家，他写很多的书啊，辅导的书啊。
There is an author that comes from our church, and he writes many, such books.
Counseling book 啊。
Counseling book.
但是他遇到很大的试炼，他得了乳癌。
But there was one thing that she had, breast cancer.
哇，要接受化疗啊，挣扎受苦。
And she must go through chemotherapy.
但他生病的时候，他讲那个感想。
But in her illness, she spoke of her feelings.
她说：“当我躺在病床上的时候
，That when I'm lying in the hospital bed,
很渴慕有人来看我的时候
，When I want people to come and visit me,
谁来看我呢
？Who came to visit me?
都是我社会上的朋友来看我
，All the friends in my society.
教会的人很少来看我
，That very little brothers and sisters came to visit me.
教会的人拼命宣布帮她祷告
，In the church, they often say to pray for her.
她自己讲呢，我知道有人帮我祷告。
She said herself she knew that there were people praying for her.
但是结果肯来我病床来看我的人，却是我外面的朋友。
But in the end, the people that are willing to come to her bed to see her are the friends in her society.
我知道有人在祷告代祷，但是我感受不到这个爱啊。
She said she knew that there were people praying for her, but she could not feel the love.
所以这里说我生病你要来看我。
So here it says when they're sick, you must go visit them.
肉体的病也好，心灵的病也好，你要来看我啊。
Whether it be physical illness or spiritual illness.
我在监牢里面，我在不自由的时候，你要帮我啊，把我放出去。
When they're in prison or when they're not free, they must come and visit and set them free.
所以啊，我们不是没有爱心。
So it is not that we don't have love.
但主耶稣要我们更进一步。
The Lord Jesus wants us to be even better.
去关心一些我们没有关心过的人。
To care for those that we have never cared for.
最可惜的是什么呢？
What is most regretful?
我们同坐而不相惜啊，不认识啊。
That the people sitting here do not know each other.
我们想想看，我们左右前后的人，我们很认识弟兄姐妹吗？
And let us think about the people around us. Do we know them very well?
有时候可能名字是叫什么，可能不甚讲得出来。
Maybe we don't barely even know their name.
同桌而不相谈。
That they sit on the same table, but they don't have conversation.
一直常用爱餐呢，但是也没有谈话的。
That they have love meals, but we don't talk.
同行，但是目光没有相视。
That they may walk together, but they don't see the same way.
都是去天国，你有你走，我有我走。
We're all going towards heaven, but we have different paths.
同道而不同心。
That we have the same path, but we don't have the same heart.
这是最大的可惜啊。
And this is the most regretful.
所以主耶稣跟门徒说。
So Lord Jesus said to his disciples.
我知道你有爱心。
I know you have love.
但是你的爱心要加强，成为说给小孩子接待一个小孩子的爱心。
But your love must grow into the love of a little child.
不是借待主耶稣本人的那个爱心。
So you can accept a little child. It's not like you can accept Lord Jesus.
有爱心的话。
If you have love.
我们是自己第一个享用到的。
We will be the first to enjoy it.
有人说啊，我们那么做那么辛苦啊，我们夏天春天来了，大家那么辛苦在花园做什么呢？就是把它弄漂亮。
And in the springtime and summertime, there are gardeners.
自己把它弄漂亮很辛苦，但是谁是第一个欣赏呢？
That we will go into our yard and make our and plant our flowers.
就是那个修花园的人呢，自己第一个闻到花香。
But who will be first to enjoy these flowers when they bloom? It will be the gardeners.
我们今天的祷告里面，求主耶稣帮我们更谦卑，改变我们更有爱心。
So in our prayer today, let us ask Lord Jesus to be Let us become more humble.
一起唱赞美诗。
Let us all sing hymn.